with Lance Gilman at Northern Alliance Financial, customizing the strategy of your retirement plan is just one of his goals. With Lance Gilman and Northern Alliance Financial, there's so much more. It's a custom approach in taking the time to get to know you, to get to know your unique financial situation. Most importantly, finding out your retirement goals. That information is critical in creating your retirement plan. This involves building income for your retirement and proper protection with proactive tax strategies, long-term care and out-of-pocket health care protection, and knowing your legacy wishes. Building your retirement, and it never hurts to get that human touch. Holistic and customized retirement planning. It means so much. Call Lance Gilman at Northern Alliance Financial, 833-856-1384. 833-856-1384.
Investment advisory services are offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor.
If running out of money in retirement is a concern of yours, you're not alone. According to a recent Go Banking Rates survey, 66% of Americans are feeling that way. Let's calm the fear and offer you some strategies to help make sure that doesn't happen.
Hi, this is Coach Pete, and if you've got questions on how to properly structure your assets and build retirement income, you're in the right place. Welcome to the Financial Safari.
Hey, welcome in, everyone. This is Financial Safari. I'm consumer advocate Steve Siddall. Joining me today is Peter Hansen. Peter's got nearly 20 years experience. He is a fiduciary. He is an independent fiduciary with Northern Alliance Financial, and Northern Alliance Financial is the website would be nafinancialadvisors.com. Hey, Peter, it's been a while. How are you?
Good. It's been 3 weeks ago. I said, Steve, we'll see you in 3 weeks. And here we are.
Here we are. It has been a little while. Exactly. Yeah, absolutely. So, you talk about, 66% of Americans feeling a little bit concerned about retirement. I guess, you said just a moment ago, too, that this is real. People are feeling the effects of all this.
At least 90% of the folks that we have coming in are concerned. They're not necessarily in dire straits, or some of them think they don't have enough money. Even those with a decent amount of assets and somewhat of a plan, they are concerned, not because of anything they've done, just because of the things that are happening, especially right now, from 2022 and ongoing. I mean, we can go through the list a little bit later, but it's rough out there. So people have valid concerns.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, I mean, there's a lot of concern now with the bank that went under, that Silicon Valley Bank. I mean, and then there's potentially others. It's a pretty rocky out there right now.
Yeah. I was reading some, it was Fiduciary Financial Times, which is a newer outlet, and some Bloomberg News. I mean, credit card balances are at the highest that they've been in 30 years.
No kidding.
Let's see what else. Household savings at an all-time low in since 40 years. 3 weeks ago, a report regarding auto repossessions is on a very bad trend. And now they're starting to look to see if, in fact, there's going to be delinquencies on mortgages on homes. And then the banks started failing, or I should say one bank started failing. Yeah. But the other ones, people's radars are up. We're looking for more signs of what's happening. Some people say we've been in a recession for a long period of time. Some people say, well, we're almost there. We're not quite there yet. But it is very concerning, especially if you're nearing retirement.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. And again, folks that are nearing retirement and just about to make that transition, I mean, this is the time that we really need to be with an independent fiduciary, well, like you, Peter, to help us and create that plan that gives us the income no matter what's going on in the market.
Yeah, that's just it. You know, everybody has the fear of, living too long or running out of money. And we've seen cases where that happens. You know, people will come in, they say, well, this happened to my parents. I don't want that to happen to me. What can we do, to make things better, to kind of ease the pain and or come up with a plan? And that's where we come in. I think every financial advisor should be devising a plan for their clients based around every aspect of retirement. There's many different aspects about it, but not all firms hit every aspect. And what I mean by that is I worked for a short period of time as a broker at a particular big box store. And our goal was to find out what those folks had in their portfolio. What were their assets? Our job was to advise and or take over that asset and get paid on doing so. But that's all that we really asked. There was no conversation about what's in your budget. We didn't help out with Social Security. If they qualified for Medicare, which chances are they did, they had to go elsewhere for that. They had to have a tax accountant on the outside of us. So all of these things we're going to take into account here before we even get to someone's portfolio. So it's a holistic approach. It's a little bit different. It's catching on. It's not as prevalent as it should be, but this is our approach.
But that, I mean, again, that's kind of what it's been for you guys. Since Kevin opened the firm, Kevin Frisbee, Frisbee & Associates, what it used to be. But now you've just expanded. You've grown. Northern Alliance Financial is the name. And again, you're there to help people. That's the thing that I talk to a lot of you guys in your office. I mean, Lance, other people as well. And you all have the same passion for teaching.
Yeah, that's it. That was one of the prerequisites that Kevin had when bringing us on. I actually used to work for Clark University down in Massachusetts for a good period of time. So that was an easier fit for me to come in because he knew that I had some responsibilities in the education background. But that's what it is. We have to educate clients as to what the options are so they understand what their options are rather than just saying, well, we suggest this product or these set of investments. We take the time to make sure that they understand why we're making that recommendation. It's a heck of a lot easier because then they understand what to expect from that recommendation, from that product or vehicle or investment fund. If they understand it, then it's just a better all-around scenario for everybody involved. But that's the approach we take.
833-856-1384. That's the number, folks. It's 833-856-1384. There's spots on the calendar available if you give us a call. So we also have to, more so than just knowing what we're doing, we have to know what we're spending. I mean, call it a budget, call it a spending plan, call it whatever you want, but we've got to know or it's not going to work.
That's right. When folks come in, that's one of the first things we're going to ask. After we run down through a little bit of imagery, we ask them what their goals are. What are your goals in retirement? The next set of questions are, what are you spending money on? So we try to get out to them before they come in to sit with us. What is your budget? So come up with an income versus expenses on a monthly basis sheet to bring it in. Oftentimes, that's a learning, eye-opening experience for folks. Mm-hmm. If they haven't done it in a long time, that's why I didn't realize I was spending that much on this coffee or those things. Or, they have seven different subscriptions to network through different platforms. But once they go through that, oftentimes that budget comes down a little bit. But you have to know what you're spending. More important, if you're still working, what is your budget going to look like once you retire? Because it'll change. And we always see that it changes. Sometimes people spend a little bit more in retirement. Sometimes people are spending less, but it's on different things.
And again, one of the things that we can do to help ourselves is, especially for over 50, we can take advantage of those catch-up contributions because, there is a big chunk of change that we can save if you're over 50. In a 401k, it can be up to $30,000.
Yeah, that is a huge item. And it's what we're seeing an awful lot of is a lot more people are coming in and they are more educated on that. I expect some of it is, people that are nearing retirement. So they're reading maybe some of the financial magazines or they're listening to the radio. But more and more people are coming in saying, hey, I knew that I had a catch-up provision. So I have been contributing more to my retirement plans. Not everybody knows all of the ins and outs of the SECURE Act 2.0, but we do. And we give it to them when they come in. So they'll be up to speed on that. Absolutely.
And again, when we contribute to our retirement accounts, we do with the catch-up contributions, boy, that just gives us peace of mind. If we can do it, and I know a lot of folks are in a position once they get over 50, the big expenses are gone. The mortgage is probably way down. So it's a little bit easier to dump more money in retirement.
It is. Usually the kids are out of the house and the mortgages are gone. And usually that's the sweet spot when people are making the most within their 50s. That's when if they're working for an employer and or have a business, oftentimes that's when the bulk of the money is coming in between 50 and 60. So they're able to put away as much as they can. And more importantly, they are, especially if they're meeting with us, because we're kind of making sure that they do that.
Well, I think one of the things that a lot of us learned during the pandemic is how important that emergency fund is if you suddenly find yourself without work or even, something delayed or a health issue or maybe the roof blew off of your house. That becomes so important.
Yeah, that is an important aspect. Sometimes people have maybe too much in an emergency fund, and there is sometimes too much. It's just this safety blanket that they have. They're comfortable with that level, but sometimes they're, when your emergency fund is, we've seen them pretty large, and they're just sitting there, and with inflation at the rate it is, sometimes it makes sense to peel a piece of that off. But I like to have at least 6 months of living expenses in an emergency fund. I think that makes sense.
Sure.
Especially if you're working. If you're retired, I don't know if you need that much because you're retired and it's a little bit different. You don't have that large expense coming in, or at least hopefully the income that you have coming in is already predetermined and is scheduled. If you don't have a pension, you can create a pension with certain investment vehicles. But I like to have 6 months in an emergency fund.
All right. I like that. And getting ready for healthcare expenses. And I know we don't want to even talk about it or much less think about it. But the bottom line is, as we get older, things don't always function right. And we've got to, and healthcare is a big deal. Medicare doesn't cover everything. We certainly are aware of that.
Yeah. And a lot of a big aspect that people aren't aware of is the average healthcare expense of a couple in retirement. And this is with Medicare. Their out of pocket can be $250,000 to $300,000 in retirement. And that's with having Medicare insurance. Obviously, there's certain things that come into play. You might need to go into a facility for a period of time. You might have there might be some testings done that on some an ailment that you have that perhaps Medicare won't cover. The average is about $250,000. So you have to prepare for that. If you have an HSA, health savings account, make sure you're depositing as much as you can in there. And this is all that education aspect that we talk about with folks before they come in or while they're sitting with us, before we ever do anything with them.
Sure. And again, let's talk about this hybrid retirement. And then we talk about hybrid life insurance and how cool that is. So what's a hybrid retirement? Is that just sort of easing things out?
Yeah, I would, sometimes people are mentioning when they retire, they're going to do nothing for a good period of time. Well, that can be bad for two different reasons that we see. Number one, you get bored and you have to have a reason to get up in the morning. But number two, sometimes, just cutting off the large amount of income all at once is abrupt and is different and it's a shock to the system. So sometimes, stepping back, working part-time, staying maybe at the same job. Oftentimes we're finding people saying, my employer could use me full-time, but I don't need the health insurance anymore. So I can cut back. I can get off of 40 hours. I go on Medicare, but they could still use me 20, 25 hours a week. And we're seeing that an awful lot of that in the medical profession here in Maine Med.
Yeah. And I would think so. And that whole thing about easing into retirement, that seems to be, sort of coming on as well, where, I think the employers are realizing the value in a long-term employee to transition them out and share that knowledge on the way.
Yeah, it's a win for everybody. A lot of folks, retirees, now with the economy as shaky as it is, and it's shaky, it gives them a certain sense of security to know that they're not just cutting off all of the income completely.
Peter, tell you what, let's take a quick break. Come on back and we'll continue our conversation here on Financial Safari.
It's more important than ever to make sure that you and your family have access to a fiduciary financial planning team. Our holistic planning process takes a look at your entire financial picture. We break it down to an easily understandable financial review and confirm that you have enough to last the rest of your life, and also that you'll be able to have a ton of fun. That's at least what we want you to be able to do. So as a thank you for listening to the show, we'll perform a complimentary financial review of your portfolio and see if you might need a more comprehensive plan. That review begins with us listening to you. We want to know what your main concerns are, what your worries are in regards to your financial planning future, whether that's outliving your money, deciding what Social Security strategy to choose, recognizing the amount of fees that you're currently paying, or you want to be more tax efficient. Our advisors at Northern Alliance Financial will collaborate and put together our best ideas specific for you. And as a thank you for listening to the show today, we'll perform that easily understandable financial review completely complimentary. How can we put you in a better financial position?
Hey, that sounds great, folks. Don't miss the opportunity to come on in, sit down, get a financial roadmap put together. A practical financial review. There's no cost. There's no obligation. You're going to find out where you are today. And more importantly, you find that you now have a roadmap that can help get you to where you need to be. 833-856-1384. 833-856-1384. Quick break. We're coming right back. A whole lot more here on Financial Safari with Peter Hansen.
When we come back, we'll offer some suggestions to help keep your retirement on track despite runaway inflation and a roller coaster stock market. It's a real double whammy for investors heading into retirement.
How's the market doing?
It's fine.
How's the market doing now?
The same as it was 5 seconds ago.
Stop worrying about market volatility. A good retirement plan will keep you from panicking.
Get that solid retirement plan with lifetime income and protection from retirement pitfalls. Call Lance Gilman at Northern Alliance Financial, 833-856-1384, 833-856-1384.
Hey, welcome back. Financial Safari is the program. Peter Hansen's here. I'm consumer advocate Steve Siddall. Peter is, he's a fiduciary, better than 20 years experience, and you have really sort of just become a key part of the team at Northern Alliance Financial and nafinancialadvisors.com. Peter, it's got to be a good feeling for you.
It is. I'd like to think so. And thanks for the kind words. However, I do feel good. All of us, there was a vetting process before we were ever really finally accepted on the team. I think there was a large number of applicants when Kevin said he's looking to expand. Those of us that are here are those of us that have made it. And so that is a good feeling. And that's important for people to understand when they're meeting with me or Derek or Kevin, or Lance or Jeremy, you're not only meeting with that advisor. Physically you are, but we get together more often than you would think, and we run scenarios by each other. We have group meetings. You know, Kevin or Lance will say, you know, what did you come across this week and what was concerning or what did you have success with? What new formulations have you come up with? And so we share those amongst each other. When people come into me with federal benefits, I will go ahead and help with them with that, but not until I defer over to Lance and say, Lance, is this right? What would you, because Lance is the federal guy. Oftentimes when some of the newer folks have trouble or concerns with annuities, they might ask myself or Derek and vice versa. So it is a team effort and it's a team aspect, which
sure.
is nice.
Well, that's nice. I mean, that in and of itself makes it a pretty easy, you know, appointment to have where, you know, you've got people at your disposal who are experts in all of the areas you need.
That's right. And that was the goal, right?
Yeah. So, okay, let's talk about this. Roller coaster, stock market, runaway inflation. All right, I get it. So at what point do we just walk away from the stock market, or do we?
Yeah, you don't want to give up on the stock market. And I know it's tempting to do. We'll have people that we're meeting with and they're not really fully a client yet. Maybe we've talked to them and we've helped them adjust their 401k, but they haven't moved everything over yet. They'll often call and say, gosh, should I even be contributing anymore? Does it even make sense? You know, it seems as though the market's dropping just as fast as I'm making contributions. Well, you have to remember the average, if you look at the stock market over the last 100 years, has done better than it has done poorly. So that we know, and we can come down to the numbers. But more importantly, if you're making constant contributions to the market, you're dollar cost averaging, which means when the market's low, you're buying those shares at a lower price. So therefore, when the shares start expanding, when the market starts rebounding, you're going to get exponential growth in there. So it's a long, you don't go in the stock market for, unless you're a day trader, for quick gains, which we're not. You want to be in it for the long haul. So don't give up on the market. You're still making good contributions even when the market's down.
Well, Peter, and the way that you guys set up plans is there is money that is always safe, and we know that, and it's going to be there for what we need right now. But we're still going to put money in the market for that money we don't need for 5 or 10 years.
Absolutely. Chances are that's where the growth's going to be, right?
Yeah.
For the money that, you know, isn't in your safety net, for the money that you don't need to rely on for constant income stream. You want that in the market because you know you're going to be getting the larger returns from there. It's ugly and it's hard to imagine at a time like this right now. But we all know the market has recovered. It will recover and you'll be glad you stayed in there.
Well, I think it's human nature when, you know, the market starts crashing, we think we have to sell everything. And that's just absolutely the opposite of what we should be doing.
Yeah, it's contrarian. You want to actually be a contrarian investor. Of course, you want to, you know, buy low and sell high, but when is that? So you want to avoid trying to time the market. And we have, you know, folks calling every once in a while. Yeah, should we just pull everything out? Well, no, you don't want to do that because then when do we know when to go back in? We don't even know if we're at the bottom yet, you know?
So you
can't really time the market. It's a long-term investment strategy. Hopefully not everything you have is in the market and we can get to that, but there's a certain percentage of your portfolio, especially if you're retired and you need a constant income stream, where you can have guarantees. There's not a lot of guarantees in many, many companies or many types of investment vehicles, but there are in some, and we can talk about that.
Of course. Oh, yeah, absolutely. And then we have to know the costs of waiting. And again, that means when we get back into the market, are we taking advantage? I mean, what does that mean, know the costs of waiting?
That's exactly it. If you're out of the market, you know, you don't know. Okay. It can be paralyzing. You don't know when to go back in. You know, we do have people where, you know, they will make a decision and they say, okay, well, I just can't take, I'm not sleeping at night. I have to pull a portion out. Well, maybe that should have been in your safety bucket to begin with, if that's keeping you from sleeping at night, given that that might continue to go down. But you don't know when to go back in. And it's paralyzing. You really don't have an understanding as to what's going to happen. No one's got a crystal ball. So you have to have a plan set in place where no matter what happens to this mark, this money over here, it's going to do what it's going to do because you have your safe money on the left side. So that's what we have to take into account.
All right. Yeah. So again, know the cost of waiting. And that's the other thing that you can do. You look at things with a different set of eyes, if you will. The way I see things are going to be more, you know, run of the mill. The market goes down, I'm losing money, I'm tempted to sell. But you're that voice of calm, that voice of reason to say, okay, just take a step back for a minute. Let's work through this.
And sometimes we'll actually suggest, you know, that extra safe money that you had over there that I thought you had too much, now would be the time to put that in the market now that it's down. And we'll do that sometimes. So it's a tactical management style where we're not trying to time the market and pull people's assets in and out of the market. We have investment advisors that are watching our clients' funds all the time. That doesn't mean your accounts won't you know, go down when the market's going down, but they will go up when the market's going up. It means there's going to be mitigation on the downside. So if the market's going to go down 20%, you're not going to go down 20%. That's the whole goal.
Sure. And then when you just said this, downside risk, how do we avoid the downside risk? And I think here's where we get into some pretty creative planning for folks, and there's a lot of opportunities to do that.
Yeah, well, there are some insurance products which actually carry guarantees. Now, the guarantees are built, are guaranteed by the paying ability of that particular insurance company. But when you're talking about a guarantee from an insurance company, these large insurance companies, they're pretty guaranteed. You know, if there was a financial meltdown, the first sort of investment funds that would drop would be the brokerage firms because there's no guarantee against a market loss. And let's say with Fidelity or TD or any of these banks, there's nothing to guarantee against that. The next, if there was a financial Armageddon is run on the banks, is the banks. Banks are required to hold 10% of assets on file and you're insured through the FDIC for $250,000. But look what's going to happen. What if you have more than $250,000 as a bank? There's going to have to be government intervention to step in. Insurance companies and the ones we deal with have 100% paying ability. What that means is if, let's say, there's an insurance company A and they have $500 billion in assets, and let's say it's an annuity and life insurance products. If there was a call or every one of those clients died, that insurance company has to be able to pay $500 billion in assets out in one day. But to get an A rating, you have to have double to triple that paying ability. So for that insurance company to get an A rating, it has to have $1 trillion of assets if they have $500 billion in debt. So therefore, the last financial company standing in a financial Armageddon would be the insurance carriers. So when they say it's based on the paying ability of the insurance carrier, all you have to know is it an A-rated carrier? So these are the vehicles that we're using to give guarantees within someone's portfolio for a connected constant income stream for the rest of your life. And that would be the fixed indexed annuity, right?
Yeah, absolutely. What we call about, we're talking about annuities, what's the buffer ETF? Is that something relatively new or is that something I don't even need to be aware of?
Well, it is something relatively new. It's a type of an annuity. It's a registered index-linked annuity, right? A RILA. And what it is you can buffer your downside or mitigate your downside. And let's say that someone says, okay, with this particular $100,000, I want to make sure that it's there. I'm willing to risk 10%. So if the market goes up, I know that I can go up 10%. But more importantly, when the market goes down, I'm only due to lose 10% of the value. But because you put a restriction on there of the 10%, it means that you're restricting the upside as well. But so you can say, well, I want a 15% buffer or a 20% buffer. They even have a 30% buffer. I'm more partial towards the guarantees of the fixed index side because you can't lose. And when the market does well, if your indexes are allocated appropriately, which we watch all the time, you know, you can. The average is 5 to 7%, but I've seen them with 12-13% in good years. So I'd like the guarantee more so than risking more gains. Let's keep that on the equity side over with our index side on the market.
Well, I know now that with interest rates on the rise, I know some annuities are really looking very good right now and with numbers that we haven't seen in a long time.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, some of the insurance carriers are offering a 3-4% fixed guarantee for at least a year. But some of them are offer bonuses on top of that, which in which you can get 7.5. So yes, I wasn't going to get that granular and specific with you. But yeah, on the annuity side, we can guarantee people right now 7.5% for at least a year in their products. There's gives and takes with every product, but you know, that's one of the better ones for that guaranteed income.
Well, but that's why you sit down with someone and just work through it and you give folks options and they can choose to be a part of it or not.
Yeah, exactly. And it's a holistic picture. When we're talking with somebody, we're going to talk about the budget, the Social Security, the Medicare, tax ramifications. We have to talk about long-term care and estate planning before we even get to what's in their portfolio, because each one of those aspects drastically impacts what we're going to make a recommendation for on their portfolio.
That's great to know. And again, folks, we are up against the clock, so this is a good time to make that phone call. We'll take a quick break and come right back.
It's more important than ever to make sure that you and your family have access to a fiduciary financial planning team. Our holistic planning process takes a look at your entire financial picture. We break it down to an easily understandable financial review and confirm that you have enough to last the rest of your life, and also that you'll be able to have a ton of fun. That's at least what we want you to be able to do. So as a thank you for listening to the show, we'll perform a complimentary financial review of your portfolio and see if you might need a more comprehensive plan. That review begins with us listening to you. We want to know what your main concerns are, what your worries are in regards to your financial planning future, whether that's outliving your money, deciding what Social Security strategy to choose, recognizing the amount of fees that you're currently paying, or you want to be more tax efficient. Our advisors at Northern Alliance Financial will collaborate and put together our best ideas specific for you. And as a thank you for listening to the show today, we'll perform that easily understandable financial review completely complimentary. How can we put you in a better financial position?
Hey, that sounds great, folks. Here it is. Don't miss your opportunity to put that financial roadmap together once and for all. A true practical financial review. If you've never done it before and you're getting close to retirement, you're getting in that financial red zone, now's the time to give them a call. 833-856-1384. Peter, I'd love to be able to really show you that roadmap that you can get and that you have a roadmap that will help guide you along the way. 833-856-1384, 833-856-1384. Quick break for us. We're coming right back. A whole lot more on Financial Safari with Peter Hansen.
A common question for most advisors is, how much do I need to retire? The answer is not always about money. When we come back, we'll tackle some non-financial questions that may help you find the answer you're looking for.
This is such a blow to invest. You know what? Right now, breaking news to your stocks all around the world.
It takes courage to face up to things like volatile markets and Wall Street money traps. If you're unsure, worried, or losing sleep about your money, do something about it. Call Lance Gilman and the team at Northern Alliance Financial at 833-856-1384. Again, that's 833-856-1384.
Known as the pioneer of the five and dime type store, F.W. Woolworth Company was founded on February 22, 1879, when Frank Winfield Woolworth opened his first Woolworth store in Utica, New York. It was known as Woolworth's Great 5 Cent Store. Unfortunately, the store closed up shop in May 1879. He opened up a second location in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, and called it Woolworth's Great 5 Cent Store in June 1879. He asked his brother, Charles Sumner Sum Woolworth, to manage his next location in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, in July that same year. It was known as 5 Cent Woolworth Brothers Store. Frank later found an ideal location for his next store, Scranton, Pennsylvania. The 5 Cent and 10 Cent Woolworth Brothers Store opened on November 6, 1880, with Sum as manager. The Scranton store is where Sum fully developed the brothers' 5 Cent and 10 Cent merchandising model. By 1904, there were 6 chains of affiliated stores operating in the United States and Canada. The company continued its 5 and 10 cent business until 1932, when a 20 cent line of merchandise was added. In November 1935, the company's directors decided to discontinue selling price limits altogether. By 1962, Woolworths founded a chain of large single-floor discount stores called Woolco. Some of these stores were branded as Winfield's after the founder's middle name. The following year, in 1963, Woolworth expanded into the shoe store business with the purchase of Kinney Shoe Corporation, which eventually created the store that Woolworth would be taken over by, Foot Locker. During the 1980s, the company tried many different specialty store formats. They also tried to revive the classic Woolworth store model into Woolworth Express, a small, mall-oriented store that would carry everyday convenience items like health and beauty aids, greeting cards, snack foods, cleaning supplies, and school supplies. Focusing on specialty stores and getting away from its five and dime roots led to the store's demise. On July 17, 1997, Woolworths closed its remaining department stores in the U.S. and changed its corporate name to Venator. On October 20, 2001, the company changed names again. This time, it took the name of its top retail performer and became Foot Locker Incorporated, which Woolworth started in 1974. The corporate history of Woolworth is legally included in the history of Foot Locker Incorporated, which is the legal continuation of Woolworth.
Hey, welcome back. Financial Safari is the program. I'm consumer advocate Steve Sodell. Peter Hansen is here. Peter is with Northern Alliance Financial. You can learn more about him and the rest of the team at nafinancialadvisors.com. nafinancialadvisors.com. One of the things you can learn as well is all of your seminars, Peter. I mean, you've got them going on from one end of that state to the other, and that's a big state.
We do. Derek and I down here in Southern Maine, we run the Saco office, and we have them running at the Dyer Library in Saco, the Doubletree. I would suggest everyone go onto the website, but that's getting updated right now. So give us a week and they will be there. In the meantime, you can just call the number that Steve mentions and ask the folks in the office, and they'll tell you when they're coming up. But Lance and Jeremy, and we're hiring another advisor up Maine, are going to be running them all throughout, from Lewiston, Brewer, Bangor. Derek and I are actually taking over Windham in Gorham. So look for a workshop in your area and you're going to find some.
All right. 833-856-1384 is the number to get you started, folks. All right. You got my attention here. How much do I need to retire? That's got to be one of the first questions that you get asked.
It is. So one of the first questions we ask them is, what are you planning on doing in retirement?
Well, I don't know. Little of this, little of that. It's not. I mean, that's kind of what the answer you get sometimes, isn't it?
It is. You know what's funny is sometimes we're the catalyst that sparks that conversation between partners or spouses when they come in, because they haven't really talked about it. One might have an idea of what they think their retirement's going to look like, but the other one might be completely different. Sometimes the husband's going to say, well, we're going to move to Florida probably in a couple of years, and then just looks over and says, what the hell we are? You're not going to Florida. The kids are up here in Maine. We're not going to go buy something to Florida, or, you know, and vice versa. But it's important to get on the same page. So have those conversations before coming in. Think about, what are your goals? You know, do they line up? You know, sometimes people take separate vacations. Every case is different. So yeah, how much you need to retire, it depends on what you're planning on doing. It depends on what kind of debt you have. It depends upon what kind of constant income stream. What are the guarantees in your retirement that's going to let you do the things you want to do? So that's what we try to uncover in the first 2 to 3 appointments that we meet with folks before we even decide to do anything with them.
Right. Well, I mean, again, it's an interesting Charles Schwab survey said 40% of people within 5 years of retirement say they want to continue working in retirement. That could be the same job. That could be a consultant. That could be maybe something totally out of the ordinary that you've always wanted to do.
Yeah, we were talking about that earlier in the show. Sometimes people say they're going to call it quits and not do anything. Well, they miss the camaraderie of their partnerships and friendships that they had at work. They don't really sometimes people really don't have hobbies, or the hobby doesn't really resort into a full-time job. So they go back to work or doing something, some volunteering, something. I mean, my father was a banker in Biddeford for 40 years. After he retired, he got his real estate license. He hated that. He got his insurance license. He hated that. And then he joined up with the Census Bureau, and he did that for another 20 years, and he's still going. Yeah,
oh,
I mean,
wow.
It's what's keeping him above ground. He's got, well, that and my mom, you know, taking care of him 100%.
But, sure.
You have to have a reason to get up.
Yeah, absolutely you do. 833-856-1384 is the number you can call right here. Let's talk about this mini retirements. And I think it's a very interesting approach. And a good friend of mine has done that. He started when he was 40 and he took 6 months. And then he started at 45, he took 6 months. And at 50, he took 6 months. And now he's kind of settled back in. But to be able to do that, and he traveled the world. That's kind of a cool idea. Does that happen very often? Where somebody's got the discipline to do that? I mean, wow.
I don't know that if it happens that often. Maybe he owns his own. Did he own his own business where he was able to take 6 months off?
Well, he always in the TV production business. So, I mean, you know, when a show ended, he had some time and, you know,
make pretty good money. Some companies, right here in Maine, one company after 5 years gives you a month off.
Wow.
Yeah, and it's pretty good. And they don't let you go back to work. You have to be gone from the office. I think it's more just to refresh you. I don't think they're promoting the early mini retirement, but I like the idea of mini retirements. I've heard of people doing this. Usually it's folks that own their own business and they have some sort of a key person there that can go ahead and handle things while they're gone.
Yeah, exactly.
But I like the idea of it because you get a taste for what it's going to be like.
Right. Well, yeah, exactly. 833-856-1384, folks, if you want to have that conversation. And, So the mini retirement, that really may just be another way to sort of ease out of the job, huh?
Sure. Yeah, I would think getting used to not working and, you know, testing your hand at spending if, in fact, you don't have a significant income coming in. I mean, was he getting paid for 6 months when he wasn't working?
No.
Probably not.
No.
No. Yeah.
No, he didn't work for any company. He was he was a producer, executive producer for TV.
So yeah, it's a good trial period.
When one job ends, you know, you got to go find another.
Yeah, I think actors do that, don't they?
Yes, they
probably
do.
Between movies. Yeah, yeah, I would think that's probably how that works. So maybe they get good at spending all that money.
Yeah, exactly. All right. So how important is it to leave a financial legacy? That's a question that you have to ask as well.
That's purely subjective. And we find that because that is a question that we have. One of the questions that we're going to ask is, what is the goal? These assets that you have, what is their goal? And some people say, well, you know, everyone says to make sure we don't run out of money. But if there is enough and we formulated a decent enough plan, what if you have some leftover? And some people will say, well, we've been very involved with these charities or this, you know, organization, or, you know, we have to build we see this fairly often, we have to build a special needs trust for one of our children or somebody in our family that has to have an asset there to take care of them because they have special needs.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very subjective and it's very different in every case. But I think it's important to have a plan, not necessarily some people tell us they want their last check to bounce, which means they're not planning on leaving anything to anybody.
So, right,
but
yeah.
It's okay. They made it. They earned it. They want to spend it.
Yeah.
It's important that people get done what they're looking to have done, though. That's why planning is so important. If you have a plan in place, speak with someone that can facilitate that with you.
Right. And again, don't be afraid to make changes in the plan. Or if you got a plan done maybe 5 years ago, it's time to sit down with Peter and go through it again, isn't it?
Well, we see that an awful lot on the legal side and beneficiaries. You know, there's a case here in Maine where somebody had a life insurance policy. They were married for 20 years. Of course, the spouse, the initial spouse, was on the policy. And this was, we're talking about $1 million policy. And then they broke up, they divorced, and then he remarried, and then never got around to changing the beneficiary's life insurance policy. So when he passed, the second wife got zero of that policy. And the first wife, because it's a legal contract, got the entire $1 million. And I'm sure that's not what he intended, but things change organically and you want to keep up with this from leaving your legacy to the beneficiaries on your insurance policies.
Exactly.
That's something we check. Yeah.
Well, and again, check on those beneficiaries. And so we touched on this at the beginning of the segment, but I'll go back to it about when a couple sits down and they maybe not on the same page. And then Peter, you put on the marriage counselor hat.
Yeah, that's right. Then we get out the recliners and have them sit down. But that oftentimes we have to give homework. Because number one, they haven't created a budget and they don't know what they're spending. Or number two, they're not on the same page. And one says, I'm going to do this. And one says, we're going to do that. Well, if we're going to work with you, let's come up with a compromise. You know, can we do a little of each? Go home, you know, for the next appointment, come back with some sort of a plan so that we can actually start an action plan to start facilitating some of these goals that you can both agree on. Yeah. Yeah, marriage counseling. Well, not just marriage counseling, but counseling.
A counseling. Well, and again, but it must be fun to be able to see if they start out and they're not sure where they're headed, and then as they work with you through that second and third appointment, you're getting a better idea of who they are. They are getting the idea of what a plan is and how important it is.
It is. It's an organic relationship, meaning it changes over time. Their plan changes. Their needs change. You know, sometimes, unfortunately, we have seen people go through divorce and get remarried, but, you know, they stick with the same advisors. So things change all the time. What's the one constant in life is change. So you have to have a plan that's malleable. It can be adjusted and changed as time progresses, because without a doubt, things will change. Something unexpected will happen, but you have to be prepared for that. And that's where the insurance products and the long-term care planning comes in with the attorneys and the legal side. Yeah, you have to plan for the unforeseen.
Sure. Retirement is you just don't know. You don't know what's going to happen.
You know, but because you don't know, you have to have safety nets. Pretty much everything we do has an air of safety to it, whether we're sending people over to the legal side to go and redo the will or build a trust, because that's really what they need, or we're incorporating insurance products. We'll guarantee you an income for the rest of your life, even if you live to be 150 years old. You don't know what's going to happen. I mean, gosh, long-term care policies are hard to come by now, because people they've beat the insurance companies with them. 20 years ago, they were, I want to say, undersold or sold for too less of a premium, because now the insurance companies are saying, my gosh, we weren't expecting people to stay in these nursing homes for 10, 15 years. Their life is expanding. They're having fun. They're joining the gym in the nursing home. They're living there forever. So things change. You want to plan on being around an awful long time, even if you don't think you will.
Well, I mean, again, retirement really is the certainty of uncertainty. And again, on that note, boy, this show's going so fast, Peter. Let's take a quick break and come on back and do one more segment here on Financial Safari.
It's more important than ever to make sure that you and your family have access to a fiduciary financial planning team. Our holistic planning process takes a look at your entire financial picture. We break it down to an easily understandable financial review and confirm that you have enough to last the rest of your life, and also that you'll be able to have a ton of fun. That's at least what we want you to be able to do. So as a thank you for listening to the show, we'll perform a complimentary financial review of your portfolio and see if you might need a more comprehensive plan. That review begins with us listening to you. We want to know what your main concerns are, what your worries are in regards to your financial planning future, whether that's outliving your money, deciding what Social Security strategy to choose, recognizing the amount of fees that you're currently paying, or you want to be more tax efficient. Our advisors at Northern Alliance Financial will collaborate and put together our best ideas specific for you. And as a thank you for listening to the show today, we'll perform that easily understandable financial review completely complimentary. How can we put you in a better financial position?
Hey, folks, that's it. A great opportunity for you to come on in, sit down, get that financial roadmap put together. Really, we give you the opportunity. We're going to review your individual circumstances. There's no cost. There's no obligation. What about the risk in your portfolio? Are there any red flags that could be a potential problem for you down the line? How much are you paying in fees? Do you really know? What about a potential tax liability? And how about finding security in a lifetime retirement income plan that includes maximizing that very important Social Security benefit? Peter and the team at Northern Alliance Financial can help you do that. And it takes a phone call to get started. 833-856-1384. 833-856-1384. Quick break. We're coming back. Another segment here on Financial Safari with Peter Hansen.
When we come back, it's time for Ask the Advisor. Some interesting questions with solid answers.
In life, there are defining moments.
You may kiss the bride.
You got the job, buddy!
Retirement is one of those standout, exhilarating times.
Carpe diem. Seize the day.
Meet at no cost with our local independent team who are here to help coach you along this journey. Call Lance Gilman, 833-856-1384. That's 833-856-1384.
During the 1940s, brothers Harry and Joseph Kaufman, who owned a wholesale candy store in Pittsfield, Massachusetts, acquired a wholesale toy company from a candy client who owed them money for outstanding debts. On September 21, 1946, Kaufman Brothers opened a wholesale toy store, marking the company's entry into the wholesale toy industry. In 1948, Kaufman Brothers Incorporated ended its involvement in the candy business to focus entirely on the toy business. In 1973, the company ended its toy wholesaling to become a shopping mall-based toy retailer known as KB Toy and Hobby, with KB named after the initials in Kaufman Brothers. In 1977, the company name changed to KB Toy and Hobby Shops, Incorporated. The company became a direct competitor to Toys R Us in 1994 when it expanded its mall locations and began opening stores known as KB Toy Works. In December 2000, Bain Capital purchased the company for $305 million in partnership with KB Toy's management team. KB Toys suffered tough competition during the 2003 Christmas season. With $300 million in debt, KB Toys filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection in January 2004 and closed more than 600 stores, resulting in layoffs of more than 3,400 of the employees' 13,000 employees. KB Toys exited Chapter 11 bankruptcy in August 2005 with 90% of its ownership under PKBT Holdings, an affiliate of Prentice Capital Management. The company had 640 stores. Because of poor sales at its mall-based locations as well as competition, the company filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy on December 11, 2008. The chain began going out of business sales that month. KB Toys brand and related intangible assets were sold by Stream Bank LLC to Toys R Us on September 4, 2009 for a reported $2.1 million. Strategic Marks LLC, a company that buys and revives defunct brands, registered a trademark for KB Toys in 2016 after Toys R Us allowed the previous registration to lapse. In March 2018, Strategic Marks founder Ilya Kasov stated that due to Toys R Us going out of business in the United States, Strategic Marks planned to open 1,000 KB Toys pop-up stores across America for Black Friday. In early 2018, Kasov announced that the relaunch would be delayed until 2019. In March 2019, Kasov cited a lack of funding as the reason that the pop-up stores did not open as planned. As of August 2020, there has been no news from Strategic Marks about the KB Toys revival.
Hey, we're back on Financial Safari. I'm consumer advocate Steve Siddall. Peter Hansen is here having a great conversation today. And Peter's been helping folks get to and through retirement for 20 years. And he, you know, you really, you're a fiduciary, you're independent. Well, that's really what Northern Alliance Financial is. You're an independent fiduciary firm. I mean, and that's an important thing to remember, folks.
Yeah, we kind of pride ourselves on, we are a conglomeration of independent advisors that work through the name of Northern Alliance Financial. But we go shopping when someone's coming in and they have questions for on Medicare. You know, our Medicare advisors work with every plan available in Maine rather than just one or two or three. So they're not working for a company. They're working for the client to go shopping for them. We try to do the same thing on investments and on the insurance side as well. So truly, we're working for the client, not for the name Northern Alliance Financial.
Oh, understood. But and when you say that, if I come in and I've got really serious questions about Medicare, but I still want to put a financial plan together, a retirement plan, you've got Medicare people there who would be happy to help me, you know, go through all of that. And
that's right.
Not all advisors do that. Not all advisory firms offer that.
Yeah, I think a lot of firms don't want to get bogged down with, you know, making recommendations on how to file for Social Security because they don't get paid on it.
Yeah, right.
I think a lot of firms don't want to really take the time to go through, you know, somebody's tax ramifications because chances are there's room for improvement. But if we can improve upon that, I mean, selfishly, there's more money to go and invest on our side. But,
yeah.
But we go through these things because it's so important. It's important. All those are important pieces that you don't want to leave out when developing a holistic retirement plan.
Well, Gary has a question about developing a holistic retirement plan. He says, I'm at my wit's end with my current employer, and I'm not sure how long I can keep working for these, he says, boneheads. But I'm 60 and was planning to retire in a couple of years anyway. Would it be foolish to just walk away now? How do I know if I have enough money to be okay?
Yeah, it's a little bit scary there. I mean, I think the first thing that pops up in my mind, if you're 60— you know, what are you going to do for health insurance
right.
between when you leave and Medicare kicks in, which is still, of course, 65? I mean, that's the immediate concern. We have a lot of people staying at work until 65 for that reason.
Sure.
But even at, you know, Social Security, if you qualify for that, that doesn't start until at least 62. So there's a lot to consider. It doesn't mean it can't happen. In fact, we've helped facilitate it to happen. But you've got to have a pretty good plan in place to make sure that all those things are going to line up. And perhaps is it Gary? Gary's got a spouse who's maybe older than him. And well, even then, you know, he's only 60. He can't jump on Medicare. Maybe he can look into, you know, one of the Affordable Care Act plans. But that's the biggest concern for me is how are you going to, you know, take care of your health insurance? You can buy it on the outside. I guess we'd have to come in. There's an awful lot to look at. Budget. You know, goals, Social Security, Medicare, taxes, long-term care, estate planning. I would say make a recommendation, make an appointment with a fiduciary advisor who can kind of, you know, let's run the algorithm and see if you've got enough money to last. What if you live to be 150? That's a long time to be not without a paycheck.
Right. Well, exactly. Kind of scary. You said 833-856-1384, Gary, there's the number you can call. Let's check with Ed in Portland. Ed says, what are the reasons that would make it a good idea to have a trust? A friend says it's one way to minimize taxes. I'm just confused and it seems like a big decision. Would appreciate your thoughts. Oh, yeah. Good question. I like it.
It is a good question. And I guess I'd be a little bit limited in answering only because I'm not an estate planning attorney. However, this is one of the first, this is about the fourth question that we're asking folks. Do you have a will? And if you do have a will, how long has it been since it's been updated? And have anyone ever recommended a trust to you? Most people say, I don't really know what a trust is, kind of like I guess Ed is asking. Yeah, so there's different types of trusts. There's there's revocable trusts, which means it can be revoked and or changed, kind of like a living trust. And then there's irrevocable trust. An irrevocable trust is a trust in which you replace the ownership of your asset with that trust. You're creating a separate legal entity with basically a Social Security number or an EIN number, and you're giving up that asset. The whole reason why people will come up with a trust is for limiting their liability, but as well, giving up ownership. Now, it doesn't mean you don't have control of it, but you're giving up ownership of an asset in case of a lawsuit and or in Maine, we have something called a 5-year look back, where if you're going to be needing long-term care services, there's a 5-year look back where the state will say, did you give away assets within the last 5 years? So the goal is someone would put money into a trust or an asset into a trust, give up ownership. And then if 5 years after that, they end up needing long-term care in which the state can't impoverish you, they will pay for it, but they won't pay for it. They can't go get the asset that's in that trust because you gave up ownership, but you can assign a trustee to still have that trust pay you. And that's about as deep as I would go because I'm not an attorney.
Sure. No, but that's very enlightening, I think, and to have the estate planning conversation. And I know when people come to the seminars, that's one of the things that you offer is a sit down with an estate planning attorney.
Oh, absolutely. We always bring in an estate planner who also works with federal and veterans benefits to explain that exact question. What's the difference between a will and a trust? Does everybody need a trust? Certainly not. Does everybody need a will? Probably, yeah, because you don't want to have the state just going through this probate process, which will still go through. But again, it's a whole different conversation, but it's so important to make that part of your plan. It's not something we avoid. It's something we encourage. And sometimes we send people to the attorneys and then tell them to come back to us after they've met with the attorney.
Right.
For the financial side, yeah.
And that whole estate planning piece of the retirement plan is one that we, you know, most of us kind of want to ignore because it's hard to talk about, but it is really one of the most important pieces to make that plan effective, right?
Yeah, we find people that don't have long-term care insurance, which most folks don't. I would say 98% of the people don't have long-term care. Well, through proper estate planning, you can still accomplish the same goal of protecting the assets from the state going to get them or protecting it from a lawsuit with a proper estate planning, even though you don't have the insurance. You're not paying a premium for it, without
a
doubt. That's the default.
Yep. Very nice. And so, Ed, it's 833-856-1384. Millie has a question from Steep Falls. She says, what is the advantage of using the one-time IRA to HSA rollover versus a withdrawal from your IRA, a taxable event, and then contributing the same amount, reducing taxes, into your HSA? I didn't realize, first of all, I mean, again, this. So, Millie, thank you. I didn't realize you could do that. Can you do that?
Yeah, there's something, it's called a one-time. You can load your HSA immediately to pay for medical expenses on a tax-free basis from an IRA, but it is a one-time thing. And then whereas with withdrawals, those are, if the alternative is to withdraw from her IRA, that is a taxable event. So it's one of those one-time things that you can do. But again, that's a case-by-case basis. We'd have to sit to see what other extenuating circumstances there are. But it's something that, you know, does come up and is worthwhile looking into.
Well, the whole HSA, the health savings account, that is a really something that is beginning to be more used or being taken advantage of because, you know, the money you contribute in an HSA, if it is money that you can invest, I mean, that's, I mean, it's tax, it, you know, you get the tax break going in. There's no taxes on the gains and there's no taxes when you take it out. I mean, this win-win-win, hello.
Yeah, it's similar to the advantages of a Roth, right?
Yeah, right.
In that respect, yeah. And like I said, I found recently in the last couple of years, people are coming in very much more educated than they used to be because they're nearing retirement. They're doing homework. They're listening to the radio shows. They're watching TV and they're subscribing to the magazine. So yeah, we're up on these. We often are recommending them, but oftentimes people are coming in recommending that we tell them about them because they've heard about it.
Of course. Hey, Millie, give us a call. Peter, I'd love to sit down with you. 833-856-1384. And we got time for one more. Let's go to Howard, who is in Brewer. Now, Howard's a young guy. He says, I'm 29 years old. I have a good job earning decent money. Now, I was shocked to learn when I turn 30, I will inherit $250,000 cash and two mortgages worth $40,000 and $50,000, making 8% interest. I have no outstanding debt. All my bills are paid. What do I, should I do with this money? Set yourself up, Howard.
Yeah, I'd like to speak with Howard and find out what he did. We were at 29 years old. He's this financially sound, but
yeah,
that's good.
No kidding.
Yeah. Let's see. He's going to inherit some money. First of all, he's 29, so we don't want to go spend foolishly. And he's going to inherit, sounds like two mortgages. That means two properties in which he would hold the mortgage and people are paying him the mortgage, $40,000 and $50,000, making 8%. Well, he's in good shape. He has the lock of compound interest on his side.
Yes.
So if invested properly for a good period of time, he can afford to be a little bit riskier if, in fact, he's going to go into the equity side. So he doesn't have to be super careful in the market because he's got such a time horizon before he's going to be done with retirement. So there's no need to really be super safe. However, we want to be cautious. And with these properties, I'm going to expect the properties to grow significantly in value. I would say certainly keep up on those as far as keeping the properties worth something so that people would want to buy them later. I mean, he's in good shape. I would say come in and let's start a plan of action.
Yeah, that's great. That's a great way to go. 833-856-1384. That's the number you can call. We're going to take one more quick break, but we're coming back and we will wrap it up.
It's more important than ever to make sure that you and your family have access to a fiduciary financial planning team. Our holistic planning process takes a look at your entire financial picture. We break it down to an easily understandable financial review and confirm that you have enough to last the rest of your life, and also that you'll be able to have a ton of fun. That's at least what we want you to be able to do. So as a thank you for listening to the show, we'll perform a complimentary financial review of your portfolio and see if you might need a more comprehensive plan. That review begins with us listening to you. We want to know what your main concerns are, what your worries are in regards to your financial planning future, whether that's outliving your money, deciding what Social Security strategy to choose, recognizing the amount of fees that you're currently paying, or you want to be more tax efficient. Our advisors at Northern Alliance Financial will collaborate and put together our best ideas specific for you. And as a thank you for listening to the show today, we'll perform that easily understandable financial review completely complimentary. How can we put you in a better financial position?
Hey, that sounds great, folks. Here it is, your opportunity to get a financial roadmap, have it put together for you, a true practical financial review. Again, there's no cost, no obligation. Just take advantage of what we're offering here today. They offer up several options on the calendar every week. Peter's here for you, 833-856-1384. It's a comprehensive financial review. You'll see where you are today, but more importantly, you'll have a roadmap that can help get you to where you need to be when it comes to retirement. 833-856-1384. 833-856-1384. Well, Peter, as always, it's been a pleasure. I enjoy our conversations. They just kind of go everywhere and it goes very quickly, but the information's solid.
You know, I was amazed you said prepare for an hour. I can't believe that went by that fast.
Yeah, I know.
Every time we do this, it feels like 20 minutes max. But it is a lot of fun. I appreciate you having us on. We look forward to getting our word out. Again, when folks go to our website, nafinancialadvisors.com, the workshops aren't updated just yet. But give us a couple of days, week tops, and those workshops will be. And at least give a call to the number that Steve mentioned, and one of the folks in the office will tell you when the nearest workshop is next to you.
All right, 833-856-1384 one last time. And again, we really appreciate you listening, everybody. And we will be back again next week with new topics and questions and a whole lot more on Financial Safari.
Investment advisory services are offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. This is intended for informational and educational purposes only. The views, statements, and opinions expressed herein are those of the individual speakers and not necessarily those of Foundations and its affiliates. The information contained herein does not constitute an offer to sell any securities or represent an express or implied opinion or endorsement of any specific investment opportunity, offering, or issuer. Any discussion of performance or returns is not indicative of future results. Any mention of rates and guarantees provided by insurance products and annuities are subject to the financial strength of the issuing company, not guaranteed by any bank or the FDIC. Each individual investor situation is different, and ideas provided may not be appropriate for your particular circumstances. Foundations only transacts business in states where it is properly registered or is excluded or exempted from registration requirements. Registration as an investment advisor is not an endorsement of the firm by securities regulators and does not mean the advisor has achieved a specific level of skill or ability. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company, not guaranteed by any bank or the FDIC. No legal or tax advice is provided. Always consult with a tax professional. All rights reserved.